A total of 17 students attended the Kivalliq Regional Science Fair at Victor Samertoc School in Chesterfield Inlet from March 29 to 31. Attending the fair were 4 students from Rankin Inlet, 4 from Arviat and 1 from Baker Lake, in addition to the 8 students from the host Chesterfield Inlet. Kivalliq Science Educators Community, KSEC, President Glenn Brocklebank said the event went extremely well. This year marked the largest participation of students at the regional level since before the COVID outbreak, he said. This past year we had 2 participants from Baker Lake and 8 from Chesterfield Inlet, said Brocklebank. So it was good to have more representation from the communities this year. Eventually, we want to get back to having 32 participants and all 7 communities represented at the fair. Right now we're still rebuilding our capacity. The theme of this year's science fair, selected by the host school, was traditional knowledge on the cutting edge of science. Brocklebank said this year's participants all learned how to make a panna, a snow knife, and a sealskin sheath to protect the cutting devices. He said the students then made an igloo with the blocks they cut. Jolene Ipiak was our expert seamstress and she was helping them sew. Moving forward with the science fair, I would rather carry on the tradition of having it move around rather than having it held in the same location every year. I'm a big proponent of having it in different communities because, number one, the host community gets to enter 8 participants. So, each school would be able to enter more participants from their community, and I think it's a benefit for the host community to see what other schools are producing for their science fair projects. Brocklebank said COVID may have wiped out a little bit of student enthusiasm for the science fair as a result of not holding one from 2020 until 2023. The science fair is still massive in Chesterfield Inlet, however, so Victor Samertoc students have maintained a high standard for their science projects, according to Brocklebank. There have been a lot of great projects come out of our region, projects that have won bronze medals and honorable mentions at the Canada-wide science fair. I would say, this year, Chester participants sort of set the standard of what were really high-level projects. The past 2 years, all the participants for the Canada-wide fair have come from Chester, but, this year, we have 2 students from Chester and 1 from Baker Lake representing us. Brocklebank said there have been a lot of new science teachers come into the Kivalliq region recently who KSEC just hasn't been able to connect with. He said there have been a lot of great educators involved with KSEC in the past because they were able to get together often at the science camp and meeting through the science fair. But, he added, because there's been gaps in communities participating in those events recently, they haven't been able to recruit and build up the capacity like they've had in the past. It's an area that the 5-member KSEC board has identified as an area where they have to reach out to people and mentor them. We've got some teachers who have been here for a long time and are very involved in, sort of, mentoring new teachers who are coming into different positions. Often, when you're coming in as a new teacher, you can feel overwhelmed by just your classroom and your assignment alone, so then trying to pitch in and push science fairs, as well, can be a lot. But, I'm sure we'll be able to rebuild our capacity in fairly short order.